All right. What's good, y'all? Today, we got a new podcast, honestly. I'm here with, well, who are you?
I'm a...
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Samir.
Okay, yeah. We got Samir up in the house, okay? Y'all know me already. And then we got him again.
I'm, Casper.
Okay, give me the back, give me the back, give me the back.
Okay.
Yeah. We're here for a new podcast. Honestly, this podcast is a little more serious. I don't know why I added that in there, but it really is serious. So we're just getting all the giggles out now, because when we're in it, we gonna be cooking. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the intro. So thanks for all y'all support, and y'all did good on the last podcast. Y'all really like us, huh? All 15 of y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. 5 divided times 3, not divided by, yeah. Anyway, all right, we're gonna hop in this, and just stick with us. It's gonna be great. Enjoy y'all days, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That I was talking about with, when if you have a movement that has, you know, you got a brick and mortar office, mm-hmm. and something that like you're trying to fight for something from a location, mm-hmm. wearing a suit and tie, like everybody else is trying to fight for something, that's when things get done. And I think people would know that. And that's my problem too, is I'm not looking at you or any other just random black person on the street like, that's your problem, y'all should have fixed it like that. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's all the people that could be taking charge, leaders of the black community, mm-hmm. rich, famous people, mm-hmm. anyone that has real influence. Mm-hmm. Why haven't they stepped up and done that? Mm-hmm. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, if I was a millionaire, I feel like I would have done it by now. Because honestly, this has bothered me more than anything lately. Facts. Anytime this comes up, racial tensions is this. Mm-hmm. Anytime something that's like racially motivated comes up, it's, for me, like, mentally, that's one of the very few tragedies that I can't push out of my head. Mm-hmm. If there's a hurricane that happened down south, I think about it, and it makes me think about my own life and things like that, but I can push it out of my head on my day-to-day. Mm-hmm. So when stuff like this happens, it's like a poison. Have you guys noticed that?
No, I have.
Mm-hmm. It gets into everybody. It gets into everything. Every yep. aspect of your life.
Yep.
Especially you and you as black men.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
It's everything. It is everything while it's occurring that it literally digs its nails into everything around you. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite apparent if you're
yeah.
conscious. Mm-hmm. So my problem with it is, like, you know, if it was up to me, I wish I could have fixed it that way myself already. Mm-hmm. I can't, but that's my point, is that I wish somebody that had the influence would. That's my only wish. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know me, bro. I stand up to people around me for it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and preach like I'm going to change the world on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I do what I can every day. I be kind to the people I know. And when somebody's out of line, you tell them. And you try to educate people on, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear you generalize about people like that. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't say this about black people. Mm-hmm. Have you met one? Have you even had, like I told you,
yeah,
just having dinner with somebody of any generalization that you're going after as a bigot, mm-hmm. like whether it be like if you hate gays, mm-hmm. if you hate black people, if you hate Asians, which is kind of, I guess we just moved away from that.
Yeah,
I mean, now that's kind of, that was a concern before, and now mm-hmm. I mean, they're always a concern, but
yeah,
now mm-hmm. we're, you know, BLM has kind of resurfaced and we kind of forgot about the whole coronavirus
yeah
stuff.
Keep going. You've
got to learn to coexist with the other beings on this planet. But my point being is that, you know, when it comes to things like that, that's when it becomes your personal responsibility in my eyes. When you hear a loved one or you hear somebody, look, you don't got to run up out in the street. And if you hear somebody say something out of line, you don't got to go fight them in the street just because mm-hmm. of that. Your life's more important than that. And your words are more important than that. You know, it really comes down to those around you. You influence them with love and truth. All it is truth.
Truth.
People are people. You talk to them and explain how this person is just a person. Even when I talk about, you know, the riots that occur when these things happen, mm-hmm. a lot of people get really upset about that. I don't blame you, especially if it's your business. Mm-hmm. But again, these are angry people. Mm-hmm. They've had enough. So you have to empathize with that. You have to ask yourself, well, what's the real reason behind this? You only dig... You're trying to dig a well here, right? But you only dug a foot deep by asking the question on, well, why would they... Like, what does burning a business do?
Yeah.
You need to dig deeper. It's not about what it does. These are just angry people. The use of the white people being the ones that own the businesses and stuff. So burn them down. Again, attacking just white people in general is just as ignorant in my mind. That's why it all comes down to just truth and honesty. Just be truthful with yourself and be truthful with those around you. If you just hate purely to hate because you feel hated, it doesn't fix anything. You have to be the bigger man if that's really how you want to solve things. I've had occurrences with people either I love or maybe coworkers or something where they say things out of line. All I can do is try to explain the error in their ways to them. They say generalization. Well, have you met somebody like that? That's kind of a big thing to say about every single person just based on the color of their skin. Say something like that. Bring up somebody you know that has done better. I've had to do that on several occasions. I don't wish to drop names just because I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When it comes to someone like my lady and her success, I mean, I see that as evidence against really any racist for anything. I'm like, well, you could say all that, but the lady I keep, you know, has already disproved that. It's just being about being honest. And that's the other thing too, is, you know, the man that did this to George, he's not, you can't sit here and he's just a twisted person. There's always going to be twisted people. I don't think racism will ever end. I really don't. I think it's just, it's a poison, just like any other poison. But you just have to be more focused on how do we, honestly, using law is probably the best way to go about it, try to hinder it. You have to get things on paper. You can say whatever you want to scream it to the world. Unless you get things on paper, they may as well have never existed in 20 years from now. So I think a big part of this that will really change something is if something gets put in paper. I mean, people complain about gun lobbyists. Let's do that one. Gun lobbyists. Or anybody. I mean, there's pesticide lobbyists, GMO lobbyists, people that sit and they got a voice and they hold the money and they fund people. Look, sheriffs are elected. If they swayed who votes for who sheriff, you know, based on funding and or just public opinion, that's something that a BLM office could do. That's law enforcement. If that's your enemy, you need to go fight your enemy on their front. I'm just saying, Twitter wars don't fix nothing. People can keep doing this and getting angry all they want. There needs to be a real approach. And that's the only reason why I think BLM failed. I'm going to say failed because I don't see any real significant change.
I don't.
You know what I mean? Everyone gets pissed off. You go crazy on Twitter. I mean, I think in Baltimore, they shot like 3 cops. Some guy shot 3 cops for whatever reason. I mean, you get some shit like that. Did that fix anything?
Nah.
Just killed 3 men who probably didn't do nothing wrong.
Fuck.
And then we move on. And then it happens again.
So my question would be, okay, so since the solution at hand was the BLM office, first, is there anyone that you would kind of like put as in that leader spot?
That's an opinion that I don't think is necessarily valid for me. I think that it just needs to be somebody. It's funny, like, we talked about Jay-Z and stuff. I don't necessarily think he's the kind of person.
Nah.
I just think, but someone who's accomplished. Someone who's sure of themselves, but also cares about, I guess, their race. But I'm just saying, hate doesn't fix anything. If they come at it hatefully, like, oh, well, I fuck all the cops, kill them all or something. I mean, it's like, can you really do that? No. Like, bring an actual solution. Bring an actual solution to the problem. And if that's, you know, maybe there needs to be a whole nother bureau attached that makes sure that police do things correctly. I don't know if that's a thing. may actually already be a thing, or better venting, or better monitoring, or more transparency amongst law enforcement with the people, stuff like that. Like, that's something that could be, you know, advocated for. Mm-hmm. Now, who could advocate for that? I don't know. I'm just saying, I hope somebody level-headed, mm-hmm. that the Black community trusts. Mm-hmm. Who that could be, I don't know. That's not for me to make that call, of course, but I'm just... That's what I think, personally, would get something done. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people buying t-shirts from God knows who and standing out in the street in protest and doesn't usually fix things.
That's true.
You have to actually make things happen somehow.
That is true.
Violence doesn't fix it. You and me were talking about MLK.
It were.
He didn't just start shooting people. He marched. Not. He just wanted to make sure his word was out. It's a different time. You know, I don't know if you'll get that many people to march with you because it's not as great of a difference that you're marching for. But at the same time, it's the same. It's about words and it's about thoughts and it's about empathy. Empathy is what gets these things in motion.
So my question to that would be, if white people, or let's just say, well, that's what the issue is I had, honestly. So let's just say white people. Let's just say. So when they do something that's like criminal like that, so when we're saying empathy, we would say that people understand empathy, right? But if they're doing that in the first place, doesn't that mean that they have a lack of empathy?
Well, maybe the cop that did that does.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah,
but my point is, being hateful towards white people doesn't fix anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
yeah,
my point. Yeah, yeah. My point is trying to have whoever your audience is, and if you're just trying to convince white people because I think you have Black people in the bag type thing, mm-hmm. like you have to have people empathize with you, mm-hmm. make it coherent. This is my struggle, mm-hmm. not this is my struggle and you're a piece of shit for not knowing that, mm-hmm. and you owe me this or that. Mm-hmm. Some people take that route. They think that all white people are bad now. Maybe they always have, but yet again, I ask you, have you ate dinner with one? Mm-hmm. It's the same question, just in reverse. To me, the empathy part is just you want people to empathize with your cause. It's not a hard cause to have that happen. It's your approach. Just don't be hateful. If you go to somebody who maybe is a sweet person, but they live in, let's say, Hawaii, mm-hmm. they're not nowhere near this shit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really affect them, mm-hmm. honestly, but maybe they care about people. Mm-hmm. So share yourself as a person. Don't be hateful. Mm. Say maybe, I mean, I don't necessarily know if saying I need help is the best way to go about it. Mm. Just say like things need to change. And I would like if every American would join me. Mm. It's about the health of the country to me. You know me, Captain America bullshit. But I'm just saying, like, when you turn on your country and you turn on everybody else that doesn't look like you, it's a nasty way to go about things. I mean, it sounds like something that happened a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
So.
What you think? Okay, you got something to say? Just make sure it don't turn off.
Okay. My response to that would be that what you're saying is correct, that it definitely needs to be about transparency and trying to really have people help and understand and coming at it like with respect, so people, so you're not excluding people. But I also, oh shit, I also think that people, it's also not everyone, it's also not Black people's job to have to continue to like go out of our way to keep trying to be like just help after so long it's been the same fight, or at least a version of the same fight.
I agree with that, but my problem is what's the other option?
No, so what I would say is that what I think that Black people, we need to do in terms, we just always need to try to educate, but we can't do it. It can't be like our thing we have to keep doing. At some point, I think white people and non-Black people need to like go on their own and try to learn as well. Like, you can't come in and only want to keep to your ignorance. And I would say it's like that, So, like, if someone says something, like, crazy, and it could come off crazy in any type of way, like, there's, like, hashtags, like, fuck white people or something. That's a, I think that statement itself is flawed, but if you're going to say that, at least explain what you mean by that. Because a lot of times white people, when they see that, they can be like, oh, what? Talking to me personally. Oh, my God, I'm a good one, or whatever, like, whatever. And then, I think that falls on us, like, black people, that when we say that, at least have, like, one reply under it, like, explaining what you mean by, like, it doesn't mean, when I use this hashtag, it does not mean that all of you are bad. It's just that a huge portion are, like, partaking in something like this. So this is why I'm using, that's why I'm making such a general statement. I think that's how it should be going, like, it should, like, go about. But also, like I said, it's also not our job to keep doing it after, like, we've been doing it. We can only do so much. At some point, it's just someone's trying to keep their ignorance.
Well, yeah, well, ultimately, that's what I mean when I say it will never go away.
Facts.
There's folks that will choose ignorance over education.
Mm-hmm.
But I like your point in that it kind of, you know, it kind of changes my view to, well, maybe this doesn't need to happen at such an adult level. I think maybe it's almost like an education system thing,
mm-hmm.
which, as I mean, a lot of people have said, there's been a lot of problems with, they feel like there's not enough black history shared. And me personally, I'm one of the people that thinks that black history shouldn't be a month. I don't think there should be a black history month. I think it's restrictive. I think that there should just be an even, like, as you go through, you remember being in school and you're reading a textbook, right? And you're learning about, like, some shit, and then you get a little tiny paragraph in the bottom corner,
yep.
a little image, and it's like, Thomas Edison invented the blah, 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 and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You just have some of the more crucial black people that invented very important things show up there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And give them a picture so you know. I mean, that's a small step in something that should have been changed a long time ago. My greater step is when it comes to social injustice of today, there's classes that are social studies. There's classes that are, like, English classes and stuff. And I've had to do classes that were not necessarily racially, like, in, like, I don't want to say racially charged. That sounds bad. But, like, a racial topic.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there are societal topics.
Okay.
But you see, like, the implication of said discussions could be really beneficial to people. But, again, I don't want to wait till college to have that happen. I think maybe there should be something just about it should be, really, it comes down to, like, American history.
Mm.
It's an American history thing.
Mm.
Like, when you have a course that's about American history, the it's one of the biggest scars on this nation,
mm-hmm.
is that of slavery and segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that the ripples are still felt today.
And I think when they do that, they can't shy away from it.
Not at all.
They can't.
It needs to be gruesome.
Exactly.
As
the
was.
Actual truth of it, instead of being like, oh, it happened, and it has to really explain what was happening and why it was happening, how it was happening, what was going on, and how prevalent it actually was.
Yeah,
to our
true.
Country, it has to be transparent.
Like I said, when you look at these things, to me, like, you know, I guess part of it's like an anthropology thing too, because I always kind of like that, because it explains a lot about why people end up where they do. And if you look at, like, the anthropology of America, you know, people will ask questions, ignorant people, about why black folks do certain things, or why crime rates are how they are, and this and that. And it's something that you'll hear a lot of people really point to, and they try to label people as thugs or criminals. But you have to look at the history of why these things turned out the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
People think that's bullshit, but it's not. There's a whole thing about the wrong side of the tracks.
Yep.
I mean, that was just because they shoved black people into, like, the worst corner of the town they could. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to starve them of any sort of success. And now that they've been in that cycle, right, and they started to rebuild after the 1960s, I personally think you saw some of the proudest black families you could. Personally, I think, I mean, you hear about the stories. You ask a lot of folks about what was your granddad like, you know, older people today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost beautiful. Like, it's like a glory kind of thing. Like, we had a whole family structure in places that nowadays, family structure is almost devoid. Places like the inner city of Chicago, parts of New York, L.A.
Philly.
Philly. you know, firsthand. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of that changed too, because then racism, you know, struck again during the crack era, which is really what that was. It was, they're just some minorities that no one will give a fuck. Let's just start selling them crack. Own government did it. That's not a conspiracy. That's just the truth.
So that's a good thing, because when I was bringing up with him, that's what makes you don't turn off. So when I was bringing up with him, and I was telling him basically that the people who got sold the crack, right, at the beginning, because Reagan did it, right?
Under his administration, yeah. It was the FBI, yeah, or something like that. So it was the FBI, mm-hmm. or CIA. It was one of those two.
So my thing was that if you were trying to get out of that place, why would you take the drugs?
But you're also talking about, these are a lot of these folks. Mm-hmm. No one knew what crack was. Mm-hmm. It was an ignorance thing. Charles, you know, you won't just get any poor black kid on the street to just touch crack nowadays. Because it's you're educated.
Because we know what it is.
Mm-hmm. But that's why the crack era happened, really. The majority of it was a decade. I mean, it was cocaine before that. And mm-hmm. that wasn't a black person thing.
Yeah.
That was an everybody thing, yeah. and a lot of white people thing. Crack made it cheap enough to sell to poor communities, which happen to be Latino and black communities. I know for California especially. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of opened that up. And that's why it hit in the course of a decade like a tsunami. Mm-hmm. It just washed over everything and destroyed everything. In 10 years, it was gone. Everything that all these hardworking black folks, I'm gonna stick with black folks.
Let's just be real about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was other communities too. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a whole East LA part of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all mm-hmm. whole Latin community, but y'all are included. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's basically crack hit these low income minority communities and decimated them mm-hmm. over the course of 10 years. And now you still have people just struggling to climb back yep. up. Being raised without a father can create some pretty heavy, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. put some weight on a community.
Mm-hmm. And I was saying like, that really wasn't even that long ago.
It was the 80s.
That's what I was saying. It's the 80s.
Grew up in that.
And I was saying earlier, like right now, the black household isn't as high of a place as it was during like around the 60s. Because it was more important, we got hit too hard.
Yeah.
So now that we grew up, our parents grew up without their parents. Now they're trying to figure out, oh, how do I really do it myself? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's going to take some time before we can even get back to that place.
Yeah.
And then now we had to try to grow from there. So it's like we had these steps forward, but that took us so many steps back that we're now trying to get back to that.
Yeah. So it's just about stability. It's a culture thing, you know, mm-hmm. which is, it's funny. Culture is so important. I've learned, I don't know. I don't mean culture in like. We're all good. We had some technical difficulties. Which will return to the conversation. I don't mean culture in that if you're from some country, you needed to stick to that because who you are or some shit. Mm-hmm. That's not what I mean. I mean that if you look at the cult, ethnic culture in America, what's like, I don't know if I want to use like stereotype, but in like a generalizing thing, like this is something that I will say that I've heard, which I think is counterproductive.
Counterproductive?
Counterproductive. Okay. What do a lot of young black men think they got to do to make it out of their situation? I'll say, you said what?
Rap or sports.
Okay, I was going to say two things. Mm-hmm. That's a culture thing. Mm-hmm. In reality, you have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. You're just starved of said options mentally. I think a lot of it is in people's heads. Mm-hmm. That's what people have learned about. It's like as they teach you in college, black inferiority complex, which is really generated by things like, you know, the prison system and the crack, like remnants of the crack era and other racist things derived from things like the way law enforcement treats people and this maybe even school system, depending on where you're at. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me as a Californian. I went to one of the most diverse. I mean,
yeah.
You spent a good time here. Mm-hmm. There's not too much of that going on here. But if you go to places like back east, down south,
a lot of the schools, you know, they'll question a black kid for being there, and they'll use it on premise of, which is funny because I had to worry about this when I was going to school in Ontario. I had to lie and say I lived in Gunner's house, but I didn't, mm-hmm. because I was trying to go to school over there, but legally I'm supposed to go to school here.
Yeah.
So I dodged that shit. But they use that same premise because they live on the other side of the tracks, on the other end of town. Like, majority of black folks have, not all of them, of course, but majority have since segregation era, mm-hmm. like I said earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, it carries through. Mm-hmm. Now they'd say, well, you're black. You're probably from that part of town. So yeah. Let's investigate this poor kid to make sure he can't go to our high school because it's all the white kids go here.
Many times.
Yeah.
I've heard that from...
Well, you went to an area where that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Oh, yeah. So I grew up in a predominantly white area, and like there was obviously other people, but like whatever, it was predominantly white.
We'll just say that's, you know, it's kind of like a given, you know, for today's standards, there's always going to be a little bit of like, predominantly is important.
But yeah, it was predominantly white area, and it wasn't so much by the school, but by the kids in my grade, like, who would say that, like, when they would find out what, like, where I lived, I would get asked, like, how can you guys afford that, like, how are you living there, and when I was younger, I'd be like, well, what do you mean, like, I just lived there, but now, like, being aware, they were not expecting me to be there, and where the predominantly black people lived was literally on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, so that's a literal thing.
Exactly, so when I heard that, I used to assume, oh, they're on the other side of the tracks. Like, yeah. But being older and knowing, they meant it in that, but it also meant it that's the area that's where I'm destined and low-key supposed to be. That was my place. Yeah. So now, like, seeing that, you kind of see that, like, even if it's not so apparent, it's more of like a microaggression now, where it's like they don't want to say it because it's not so outright. But I want to add real
quick, we're talking about children.
Exactly.
And I almost don't want to. When it comes to kids, that's what I mean. Yeah. When it comes to kids, I don't like to judge too hard. Mm-hmm. But it comes from, like, why is that perpetuating? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's.
It's what they're growing up around.
Yeah.
And seeing and hearing.
Because it's been like that forever. Mm-hmm. It's just history. There may be grandparents of those kids. I don't necessarily know. I mean, they know, but they don't really think of it as like they're over there because they were put there. They're over there because that's where black people stay. Mm-hmm. That's just the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I'm not saying anything wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, and that just because that's such a deep, like an entrenched culture, mm-hmm. that's why, you know, when you brought up education, I do think that's almost like that's stabbing at the root. You know, that's really could be productive. But we're talking about a federal curriculum change.
Yep.
Which is a lot to ask. So I would think one day it would change.
My thing is that how would it change if this is what, like, when me and him talk about it, this is what I tell him about, like the people in that position, like the power position, like, why would they bring themselves down to the level when they're in power?
Who are we referring to? Some rich white man?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my thing. So it's like,
it depends on where, I mean, what, all it takes, mm-hmm. honestly, really, all it could take is one Instagram post to see one of these people, and they'd just be like, wow, that resonates with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People are people, mm-hmm. rich or not, and sometimes that's all it could take. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's the way to go about it, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying people are people, so I can't tell you what would really make that happen, mm-hmm. but, I mean, MLK had white people marching with them.
That is fact.
So, it's always a possibility, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would say if you I don't think you necessarily need a white man's help, mm-hmm. but if that's the route you're gonna go, people are people, and I think as time goes on, mm-hmm. there'll be much less bigoted people in general in this world. It's easy to not believe that, mm-hmm. based on just having the internet and stuff, mm-hmm. but it used to kind of just be a societal norm, mm-hmm. to call a black man multiple slurs just because. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mm-hmm. used to just buy the toys for your kids that had old aunt, mama, blah, 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 with, you know, some really, really dark woman with big old red lips on her. Mm-hmm. That used to be a normal thing. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, which time do you think was less racist?
That's true.
Now or then. Mm-hmm. I think things get better. I think that you always have bigoted people. Mm-hmm. And when it's amplified on the internet, you have to remember there's 30 million people, mm-hmm. over 30 million people in this country.
Mm-hmm. In the country?
In this, just this country.
300 alone. Million.
Is it 300 million? Mm-hmm. There you go, 300 million. Mm. Damn, my number was short. So you want to tell me that you know, you want to believe that the majority of the three, out of that 300 million, however portion are white, are still majority are racist? That's what I have a hard time believing. They may be ignorant, but I say it's about empathy. You can have white people that never met a black person before, but they still see him getting his neck stepped on and they know it's wrong. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just because you don't know somebody doesn't mean you're going to have to hate them. You may be ignorant to what black folks do. You may say some things that are wrong to say. That's funny. I've seen a movie, mm-hmm. where this guy's like a politician, mm-hmm. never really hung out with black folks. And he's like, are those collard greens? And he's like, it's broccoli. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh. So, like, that's what I mean when I say ignorance.
Yeah.
But it's not hate. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's ignorance. I can understand believing that majority are ignorant. There's still a lot of communities that don't know black people for that reason. But if you come at the world, I'm not trying to just ask. This is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody who hears this, all 15 of y'all.
Hey!
You hit the world with an open heart and you judge based on someone's character. You don't judge based on somebody's appearance. That's just something you should never do. That's what perpetuates this. I don't care what color you are. I don't care who you are. Now, white folks got away with it for a long time. It's the problem. Mm-hmm. But again, I think that it's all evil. It's just prevalent amongst white folks just due to history. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I will say, as of late, a lot of black folks have been doing it too, and I think it's the wrong path to take. Mm-hmm. You don't judge based on appearance. You judge based on character. I think that when a cop does something wrong like this, you have to aim your fire. Don't burn everything. Go after the cop, if you will. Go after the person who has done the wrong. Mm. And anybody that speaks in support of said wrong, go after them. Ask people to join you. But don't just hate every cop just because they're cops. Don't just hate every white person because they're white, because that's no better than the white guy that hates every other minority because they're not white. I find it just as grotesque, personally. I just think that the only way you're going to fix it is with an actual cure. If anything, hating people just makes them hate you back.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a white guy asking me, somebody comes asking me if some black person says something mean to him, and he's like, well, why should I care about him if that's his opinion of me and I haven't even done nothing to him? I really can't say nothing. It's just that you have to be empathetic and that the man's in pain. That's all I can tell somebody. I can recognize that. Mm-hmm. These people are in pain. And I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to recognize that. So when it comes to talking to white people, that's what I say. And again, that's all I can tell them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But ultimately to me, is everybody needs to practice empathy. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. Retweet. And honestly, it's especially those who are ignorant need to be asked to do so. That's how you address it. You don't hit them with aggression. You have to ask the people. That reminds me, there's a gentleman who is he converted several Klan members. I think I told you about him. Mm-hmm. He's a black man, yeah, that converted several Klan members on his own. You know how he did it?
He went in there, didn't he?
He sat down and had lunch with them.
Golly,
that's pretty much it. Now he's starting a museum with all the, I think it's like 25 to 30 cloaks he has.
Wow.
Grand wizards, people that swore their whole life to it. I mean, that's where I think the change comes from. People are people. Treat them like people. Ask to be treated like a person. That's all really, as a person, you can do. If you hear those around you being ignorant, you ask them to treat people like people. Mm. Otherwise, why should they be treated like a person? Mm. I mean, take it back to what your mama told you when you were 5. Mm. Treat others as you would like to be treated. That's what I think it comes down to. I understand people that are angry. You know, there's probably some things I've said tonight that will piss somebody off. I get it. Mm-hmm. You're in pain. I don't blame you. It's kind of a shitty situation you've been dealt. But the only thing that I think works is love, mm-hmm. in said occasions. kind of a lot to ask somebody who's in pain, but in the reality situation, I think love's the only thing that fixes these things. I'm not asking black folks to start loving everybody. This is more so for white folks than anything. Mm. Learn to love those around you. Be empathetic. We're all American in my mind. That's where it comes down to. That's why I think patriotism could do a lot. If everyone admitted that they're all American, and everyone comes to, would like to try to come under the their own, you know, that umbrella, mm-hmm. try to find some unity in that. Mm. It's the truth. That's we're funny. All living here together.
We were saying that because what me and Samir were talking about was that we're talking about the term Black Lives Matters, mm-hmm. and we're talking about how, like, even though it's not meant to disregard other races, by specifying that it's Black Lives Matters, is it that what we're saying? It is. Keep going. Oh, that it, you kind of like, it puts the other people on the side burner until their option, their time comes. You get what I mean?
Meaning, well, it's like, about, yeah, well, you said it to me in that, like, it's not their limelight. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's not the focus of right now. Mm-hmm. It's Black Lives Matter right now because we're talking about a black man that got killed in the street.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I get it. Before, I used to not get it just because when things are backed with hate, I don't want to support it. Mm-hmm. When people are hurting people, mm-hmm. and then screaming that out, I'm supposed to care about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Before, I, like, the first time Black Lives Matter came around and I was watching white people getting beat in the street, I'm just like, that guy, did that guy not do anything? And he's getting beaten? I'm like, that could have been me. Then I start to not care. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, as I get older, I just get like, you know what? Angry people. Those are just as much people as I am a person. Those are two angry men beating on that one white guy and quite possibly very ignorant men. Uneducated men who did not see the implications of their actions. Mm. They acted out of whatever they had, hate in their heart. Who knows what happened to them. And they acted out. And then now it got used as ammunition against the entire movement. And I fell victim to that. And I believed it. So, I mean, when it comes to just focus on Black Lives Matter, it's a title for it. But I think that it... And right now, I think it's a correct way to approach it.
You think it's a correct way to approach it?
I do, because it's about where we're at right now. I think mm-hmm. that as much as, like, part of me is like, you know, it's a weird way to put it. Mm-hmm. You want to keep race out of it as much as you want to keep it in it. It's about race. That's why the problem mm-hmm. occurred. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, fixing it isn't going after a race. It's about going after, you know, ignorance in a population. Ignorance goes a long way. The same people that are going to be racist are the same people that are going to cause a whole lot of other problems.
Mm, that's true.
That's my belief. Mm-hmm. I don't think you just have like an upstanding scientist that's like, oh, I know everything else, but you know what? I don't like black people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's when you're educated, usually you start to figure these things out on your own. Intelligent, I'll say. So, yeah, I think Black Lives Matter is a correct title for the movement, but I do think that the way it's been approached is wrong. That's what I think. I just think that it's not going to work. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it should not exist. I'm saying they need to get the shit together. Whoever needs to take charge. I don't know if there's a leader. I don't think there is. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to, like, what did the Black Panthers do? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone keeps looking at Malcolm X, the Black Panthers and stuff. Well, why don't you follow suit? Me personally, I'm more of an MLK kind of guy, but
I gotta agree.
If that's the route you want to take, actually do that, because even they got a lot done. They made moves. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, actually play the game. Like, if we're talking about the game of change, mm-hmm. there's a way to go about it, mm-hmm. not just yelling in the street.
So, what would you say? That's a good point. What would you say would be, as of right now, as us sitting in this garage right here, what do you say is the best way to start bringing on that change?
You asked me too big of a question. The best way is number one, I like, for the long term, mm. what's more with education. Mm. Honestly, education's everything. Mm. It's about knowing better. That's what all this is about. If you knew better, you would do better. Ugh. That's just how it is. That's life. Yeah, that's how people are. When you know better, it's hard to do the wrong. But
I mean, how do you implicate that in a realistic sense? I don't know. Just, I mean, maybe if enough people are loud enough, maybe. But you got to be saying the right things. Don't be spewing hate. Be spewing reason. You have to be the bigger man. I don't think you can ask an entire race of people to do that. Every race has their you know, group, their percentage of people that are just undesirables. Mm-hmm. No matter what color you are. So, I mean, you can't just expect everybody to act right, too. That's my problem, too, is, like, I don't think every black person needs to do something. I'm not going to ask an entire race to do something. Mm. I would like to ask people as a whole to do better. You don't put the pressure on somebody just because they're a certain color. I would like to ask everybody, as my brothers and sisters, to act right. How you go about doing that, like, in an effective way, I'm telling you, it's too big of a question to ask me. You have to do it either through something like law or something that's more of like a...
best ways to do it.
That is the best way to do it, yeah.
What you think? What you think?
Through education.
That's it.
Through education because...
It's like curriculum change, right?
Yeah, it's literally through that. It's through education because... when you're ignorant to something or you don't know about it, it's easy to say, I didn't know. And then I feel like saying, I didn't know, it can be such a cop-out. And in a way, and it can be a cop-out in the sense that, like, they really could not have known, so that way they might not have any, I guess, consequence to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to put it like that because it makes it sound like they're bad.
It's easy to forgive the ignorant.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
But it's like, if you're knowing of it, and if you're knowing of it and you're taught the reality of it and you're still doing it, then we know that you're just trying to perpetuate and let it keep going.
For clarity, I want to bring you back to a situation that kind of sparked this whole thing again.
What?
The murder of George.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd?
George Floyd.
George Floyd.
Floyd. Got it. God, I don't know why I can't remember that last name. Anyways. So bringing it back to George Floyd, though, I'm sure that your implication isn't that the man was too ignorant to have known. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That cop, I think personally, to bring it back to the whole police situation, I think we've addressed racism as a whole pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a one person thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think racism is just, it stems from ignorance and it takes educated people to get over that.
Mm.
I don't care what color you are.
Mm.
I don't think racism going either way is good. It doesn't fix anything. Racism is an evil. You don't use the devil's ways to fight him.
Facts.
That's not right. So don't hit me with racism and think that's going to fix anything. You know what I'm saying? You have to know that it's education, empathy, the best parts of humanity that fix things. But to bring it back to that cop, there's times for punishment. He's a grown man. There's always a time where you hit an age where you're responsible for yourself.
Facts.
There's no amount of ignorance that would allow someone to feel okay with killing somebody.
Facts.
Unjustly.
Facts.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like you're saying, they do need to get that consequence. It's been too many cases where they haven't.
Yeah.
So it's becoming like... They're kind of inching closer and closer, but I can probably get away with it. And I think that's
the thing too, is there's a safeguard for police officers, which makes sense, and that's that if you wrongfully kill someone, you can't just be charged like a civilian because we did give you the right to take life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a safeguard that police officers have.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is the officer that has a guy pull, I don't know, maybe a guy pulls a fake gun trying to intimidate an officer and he shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that rob banks with fake guns. They rob stores with fake guns.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, maybe he's going to pull that fake gun on a cop. And if the cop, I'm just saying in a hypothetical, the cop shoots him, did the cop do something wrong? Probably not in that situation. You see what I'm saying? So I think there's rules in place to protect that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're at a point where it's quite evident that the officer, either you hold his employer accountable for poor training because... I mean, honestly, that's probably where it's going to go in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more on the officer. But you can hold the you know, their employer accountable and that it was poor training and that man was trained improperly how to subdue somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get technical here because that's the language you need to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all know. The guy shoved his fucking knee on the guy's neck.
Yeah.
Killed him. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to speak technical because that's how you have to go about these things.
No, for
facts. You know what I mean? So... I think they'll probably end up holding, if any change is made with that, it's about holding the what would you call it? Like the police force? Like the...
I guess.
Like, what's the umbrella term for that?
I don't know. For the police force?
Is it just the police
force? The department?
Is that right? The department. Ugh, the police department. Yeah. Like, the department itself will be accountable. Okay. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm just saying for ease of description.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think that's probably where it's going to go. But implicating that kind of punishment on the just the department's behalf and that the department can be sued, you know, honestly, I'm sorry. It's never going to be an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
It's not. They're police officers. They were given a privilege. And when they abuse that privilege to safeguard those who do it accidentally, they can't let it be that easy. You see what I'm saying? Mm. It all comes down to the guy who actually didn't do it on purpose. Like, he has to be protected. Now, all the people that abuse that, there has to be a way to address that. But now it comes down to, well, I mean, honestly, I guess you could bring it to a court like any other crime. You know, there's people that get tried every day for shooting somebody that comes in their home. Now, was that person invited over to your house and no one really knew about it except for the person? You shot them when they got there and then you claim stand your ground? Or did that man try to break in your house and maybe kidnap your kid and you claim stand your ground? They got to go to court for that. So why can't an officer go to court for that too? You know what I mean? So I but that's another thing. I'm sitting here spewing this nonsense to you. I don't know how to implicate that.
That I think that's a big thing too. I just feel, and I don't think it's just a whole thing. Like, we can think of the solutions, but we don't know how to put them in place.
That's but if everyone's thing. Talking that way, that's my point. Don't sit here and spew hate. Talk like we're talking. Try to say that this man needs to be held accountable. Don't start shooting everywhere because you're angry. Aim at your target.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's what I mean. When I go on Twitter and I'm reading all this F white people and all these cops need to die, I'm like, yo, you're wasting your breath. When I was younger, I would get offended because it feels like they're attacking me. Not the cop one, but the white people one. Because I'm like, I didn't do nothing. I said, I've tried my whole life to be just and you're going to be angry at me? I'm past that. I'm no longer offended. I'd shrug it off. Whatever. But now it frustrates me and that it's counterproductive. At this point, I want to see these things resolved.
Facts.
It bothers me when things are so... When you let... I mean, look at history, bro. Anytime you let anger come into like a change, like a place of change... It fucks it up
every time, bro.
Every time.
Every time.
That's how you ruin things. So you have to... That's kind of something I guess I am asking black folks to do. Which is kind of... I mean, I don't really mean it, I guess, because I can't ask you to do that. But you have to keep your composure, and you have to just say what actually can make a difference. That's what I can say. That, you know, if you want to ask me what I think black folks or anybody should be doing, it's that. I don't think a bunch of white people should just be saying I'm sorry and talk about privilege. I think that they need to talk about changes, like I just did tonight. I think that that's how you go about things. And if anyone came to like a conclusion of what's the best change to occur, school curriculum change, or a new law that allows people to prosecute, you know, the department. That's not bad at all, actually. You get what I'm saying?
That's a pretty good one.
Like, not the department going after the department, but a separate bureau.
Yeah.
Going after the department.
A lot of the time why officers can more or less get a slap on the wrist for what they've done is because a lot of it is an internal investigation.
Yeah, exactly.
So when it's an internal investigation, you have more or less your homies trying to protect you.
It's just a cover up. Yeah, that's all so they do is cover not, up. They not say, funny. What'd you do now? All right, how are we going to fix this?
Exactly.
It's about the department.
It's a PR spin.
Yeah, for exactly. So that's what I mean. Like, do you implicate another...
an outside thing.
Yeah, well, like a branch like of the DOJ
auditor.
That
like an auditor or something.
Yeah, that just audits vigorously the police force. Is that the way to do it? Honestly, sounds like a good way. Yeah. Now, if everybody said that, there'd probably be a politician that says, "I'll do that."
True.
You see what I'm saying? You see how like, and then maybe if BLM had an office, they help them campaign. So it comes down to stuff like that. And I don't, maybe it starts in one city. It's a governor or a mayor. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one state, one city. shit need to happen in Baltimore if you asking me, but whatever. I think that's one of the worst cities when it comes to police. Baltimore is wild. From everything I've read, mm-hmm. Baltimore has quite literally the most discriminatory?
Mm-hmm. Discriminatory.
Yeah, that's correct. Police force. Mm-hmm. Like, they just, they've had it in paper. I mean, as early as the 90s.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, there's a lot of, like, when we talk about profiling and stuff, mm-hmm. places like that. Mm-hmm. Or let's go to, like, Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to hit L.A.? Honestly, bro, you know how many L.A. cops I've seen that are Mexican or black?
There's a lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, we can talk about that. I'm sure there's some things that are being done wrong, just like any other police force. But if they want to really attack it, let's attack some of the worst spots. And if something like that actually occurs, and there's actually something that happens where they can investigate the police force, and it works, it'll probably grow. I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm just me, dude. I don't know none of this shit. I'm just saying, to me, those are like the, you know, possible, which I think we've kind of come to a conclusion of agreement.
Yeah.
You guys kind of agree that, I mean, it's going to happen that way. Mm. It has to happen through law. We can ask people to do all they want. Mm-hmm. We want them to do all we want. Mm. That's not where the change will occur. It has to be in paper. It has to actually happen, because then otherwise it's forgotten. So, I think the school curriculum thing is probably one of the biggest ones. Mm. For me, what I learned in school kind of fixed a lot of that stuff. So, for me, I had a hard time when people were like, we never learned about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I remember having a good history teacher. So, for me, I don't really...
Now, I remember cheating off your test, so I remember the...
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Bro. So, I kind of, personally, I feel like I learned a lot, but I also watched a lot of history shows.
That's true.
You know, I watched mm-hmm. a lot of stuff about the Civil War. It intrigued me, so maybe I'm an outlier. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, which how big history, slavery was in our history. And, yeah, I know we're talking about police brutality. Let's take it back to where a lot of this stemmed from, was ideologies that were spread to support slavery.
Yeah.
All the pseudoscience.
Yeah, exactly. Which is funny, because one of them that kind of fell to that level was anthropology. People try to use anthropology in racist ways, which for me, I love that subject, because for me, it's about, you know, from the start of time, where did these people go and why did it change? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then they started using it as like, well, from the start of time, we advanced and they didn't. That was what they tried to use. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a whole nother tangent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've literally had people zoos
in yeah.
the name yep. of anthropology, mm-hmm. which is quite sad to me. Mm-hmm. But if we're really going to talk about where these issues stem from, it's from places of slavery, when they try to explain that black people are inferior.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. That's why it's so bad in America. Mm. Other places, they may have a problem. It's nothing. America's on its own with this. Because honestly, America is the place where all the pseudoscience was the strongest. Yep. Because that's where it lasted the longest. Yep. I actually don't think slavery in its beginning wasn't even racist. It wasn't. Because they didn't buy them. They bought them as war prisoners. That was, I'm saying, in the very beginning. Mm. Because they had white slaves and they had black slaves. Mm. Now they learn they can get the black slaves cheaper. No, now they start getting the black slaves. Well, why should we keep slaves? Because now they're starting to feel that slavery's wrong. Well, let's just say that, I mean, they already look different from us. We can just explain it like they're different from us mentally. Mm. That's where it came from. You know, so that's why, like, even slavery wasn't a racist thing. That's why, well, it was for us. But for, like, the history, slavery's been a part of every history of every nation. Mm. On every continent of the entire planet. Mm. Why is it so bad for the U.S.? Because because of the African slave trade and trying to perpetuate it longer than it should have. Mm. Every other nation was like, all right, we're done with this. In America, they said, this is where we're making a lot of our money. We can't be done with this, so we need to make some shit up so that we can keep it going. That's the funny part. It's the people that started the pseudoscience knew it was wrong. Mm. They knew.
And then that's my thing. When you're in power, you wouldn't want to not be in power. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, in that sense, yeah.
That's why, yeah.
But I think in today's standards, we're not asking anybody to not be in power. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
There's no demotion.
Interesting.
We're not asking police to not be police. Mm-hmm. We're just saying don't
kill people.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. You still get to be a cowboy every day if you want. I don't care. Just if you cowboy up a little too hard and shoot somebody that you weren't supposed to shoot, you should be punished. Mm-hmm. So, and honestly, with that cop that shot him, part of me is like, I think he's gonna, I mean, he's gonna receive punishment enough. I think you have this much people angry at you. I think you almost don't really need to do anything. He's gonna just.
They should just tell him go home for the day, and we'll see you tomorrow. And then
I don't even think it's about people killing him. Honestly, I think death to me personally, a lot of times I think death's too easy. I don't think that, and wishing death usually isn't the best thing to do. I think only and when it comes to someone's too dangerous for society, that's when I support death.
Well, was that not what he was doing?
But he's been removed from that position where he was dangerous. You get what I'm saying?
Kinda, but if he had this, if you're telling the person who was capable of doing that dangerous act that he's allowed to just
walk the streets. But now we're talking an ideological thing.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that if we're talking about death implicated in this thing, now we're talking about just killing everybody that is capable of implicating said ideology.
I see what you're saying.
In this context, I see what you're saying. Death doesn't fix it for him. Mm-hmm. I think probably a lot of people would like to see it. I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. But I think that the torment he will receive for the rest of his life is quite a bit. Sadly, even his family will receive torment, even if they didn't do anything.
Facts.
And I know that, because that's just how things go. They're going to hear that last name anywhere in that community, and they're just going to give it to him.
Golly.
So that's just why I think about him. Mm-hmm. I don't call it justice. I'm just saying that's a reality situation. He probably should have got a lot more. Everybody wanted to outlaw the death sentence, so probably ain't going to get that, but...
No, anything else y'all?
Prison time. He probably should have got some.
He didn't get any prison time.
I don't think so. He just got fired, right?
Damn.
Yeah, he just got fired. That's what I'm saying. That when it comes to such a what do they call it? Like a negligent act. Mm-hmm. It's so negligent to the point of being deliberately wrong.
Yeah.
Not just negligent anymore. Which in his case, I would say it is.
Yeah.
I mean, any human being would know shoving your knee on somebody's neck gonna kill him. Mm-hmm. Especially when the guy can't, he's probably gasping for air. Mm-hmm. Your trachea crushes after 15 pounds of force.
Golly. So, that's more than 15.
Yeah. When it comes to that level, there needs to be an application of the court of law. And that probably would fix a lot of these things. Because now these cops, even if they have that ideology, are now brought to some form of like a timidness on whether or not they act out. I'm not saying all cops are that way, nor should they be. I think a lot of these people are speaking out the most. If you're really that about it, try to go being a cop if you don't have anything else going for you. That'd be the best possible outcome. It's funny. Yeah. That's another thing too. A lot of people told me I should be a cop. Did you know that?
You'd be a good cop.
You know what I mean? My coworkers,
you can't
told
run
me be
for
a cop?
Dog shit though.
The hell
but
no. I ain't running after nobody. I'm just like, you got away. The less paperwork for me. But even those who do share that ideology are now in fear of acting out on their ideology.
Exactly.
And what better justice is there? So.
But to fix that, you need the court system to be working correctly.
Yeah, but that's what I mean when it comes to like a unification of belief amongst people. If BLM had an office and they had like a PR office and an Instagram account, and instead of me seeing the same image reposted by several different people from several different sources, and everybody was reposting the daily post from the BLM, whatever they are, movement, like official. And it's just a message like what something that we just talked about, you know, condensed down to a phrase that everyone can remember, and now everyone starts saying it. And it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's something that actually has like a real call to action. Like education is blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? That's what I see making a change. You see how we're not even in the courts yet, but if it becomes a massive public opinion, now you will have somebody that's like, shit, I can put this in my camp. I don't like politicians.
Yeah.
So we all know they're just doing it based on what they think everyone wants to hear them say.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. So they're just going to be like, oh, well, that's what everyone's saying. I'm just going to make that part of my campaign. Now, if it's part of their campaign, you get them in. We hold them accountable, like you should for all your politicians. Don't trust any of them. then maybe we'll get some stuff done. You get what I'm saying? So, need some libertarian black folks, bro. You need to get out here. Stop trusting the government, bro. Got to hold the ass to the fire. That's my belief.
Fuck.
So.
Anything else? Anyone want to add in? That was dope. That was dope as shit. That was super dope. Shit. Well, just know I'm not about to stand for no injustices for a fact. Like, I mean, I didn't before, but like, as of now, like, I'm holding that shit in the utmost highest regards. Cause like, bro, honestly, you just get tired of just seeing this shit like in general. Like, it's just. God damn it, bro. What are you doing?
What'd I do?
Why did you break the...
I didn't break nothing.
Why did you take that off?
You don't need this.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'm over here trying to give some, like...
You didn't have to stop.
Bro, I saw you take that whole piece off, bro.
What are you talking about, bro? Nothing happened.
Bro, you are... Okay.
Nothing happened.
Anyway, you just get tired of just seeing that stuff on... Just everywhere. Just knowing that you live in a world like that where it's just like...
It can be hard to just want to get up.
You know? Bro. Yeah. That's it. It's tiring. And it's like...
It's very tiring.
At this point, it's like, I don't care how it gets done, but like, it needs to get done. You feel me? And shoot, that's... I feel like
and
just...
I think that mentality right there is what brings it back circle, why people get so angry and do what they do. It's like, it's got to get...